Yimur Hayayim today is a Zecher Nishmat. I don't know why it says Yayna without Rabbi Yayna. Ben Naphtali HaTzakayin, on the day of his Yartzeit, may the learning be his Chutzvah's Neshama again, sponsored by his grandchildren. Test is almost finished. I just don't know how far I'm going to get, so I left the first two questions. I think maybe we should do 11 questions. Right. Start the Gemara. We're going to start again from Hokinami Misabra, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6th line from the top. What we did is the answer to Rav. The Rav holds you cannot say Aseimi Veinazanuch. Right? It's talking about that the owner is feeding his Eved. He's Magdish, he's Maisi the Avdoi, but the Eved wants a little bit extra, and Hegdish is happy to give the Eved extra. Therefore, he can work for less than a pruta and deduct it from the loan. Rabbi Cohn showed me yesterday, and I want to speak this out in public. Rabbi Cohn showed me yesterday that he has to be working for the guy he borrowed the money. Because if you're working for somebody else, how do you do this part pruta? Does he have to pay you part pruta at a time? Here, you're working for a guy, you have a job. So you deduct, how do you do this? You get the first half of pruta, but the guy pays you a half a pruta. There's no money worth a half a pruta. He would have to pay you an item worth a half a pruta. You have to run right away and give it to the guy? How does it work? I'm saying if you work for the guy that borrowed the money, as you work, half a pruta comes off the loan. Next half a pruta comes off the loan. And as Cohn showed me, the Rabbi Archgrove says this. He says it from the name of Peshua, and that's the only way to understand it. And I appreciate Rabbi Cohn enlightening me yesterday.
In this case,
what
we're saying is he is feeding his
Eved. The Gemara's answer was he is feeding his Eved. He was Magdish Maisi the Eved, which is totally within his rights once he's feeding the Eved. And the Eved wants a little bit of extra food. And Hegdish is willing to give the Eved the Hegdish the extra food, but they can't give him money. So therefore, they have to.
But the master doesn't.
And
let's say he's not
master. What?
He doesn't want him to have any.
He either does or doesn't. But you can't. The Eved can't make that decision.
The typical psyche of the.
It doesn't. The Eved can't make that decision. If the owner is providing him with food, the owner is providing him with food. He gives him whatever he wants.
So it's in the rights of the Eved to go and get.
The Eved has no rights. No, it's only because Hegdish is Nicha.
Is this built into
Hegdish,
or is it something that there's a
Mamuna? No, it's built into Hegdish. That's what the Gemara is saying.
Then the Rebbe and I discussed this maybe before Mincha, that the pshat is eventually that Hadafa is going the loans will be paid off, right? And then all the work he's going to be doing after that is going to go to the Hegdish.
Hegdish gains in the
right,
deal. There's some masters that are short-sighted, and some masters are in for the long game.
It's like, you know, like, I'll tell you what it is.
What right? It is?
I heard a commercial yesterday. Someone told me.
I know what this generation is coming to. I have no idea what this generation is coming to. It's a new generation. They talk about things in the middle of Shir. Don't get it. I think Rabbi First should be called.
If you sign up with this with a company, we will give you $1,500 in the beginning. Now, what? They didn't produce anything. Well, they know it's going to be
it's called the long game.
Well, that's what all these credit card bonuses are for, too.
Right. Okay. Something about Hanami Mistabra. We're going to prove that our answer is right. Now, again, I appreciate if I can explain this before I'm interrupted. The Amar Amagdish Yedei Avdai. I say Eved, I say Vaichol. Rab contradicts himself. In the first statement, he said, the guy has to borrow, work, parkas, mishav, and pruta, right? In the second statement, he says, the guy can work and eat without borrowing. And the question is, it's a contradiction in Rav, right? And Rav explains, the Eloi, avda man polichlei, because if not of the fact that he can work for his own food, who is going to take care of him? Avda man polichlei, who's going to take care of him? Now, so that's what Rav said. So there's a contradiction in Rav. Can he work for his own food, or does he have to borrow money? In one case, Rav says he has to borrow it and deduct from the loan. And in one case he says, forget about it, just work and keep your money. So, if you tell me that the first statement was talking about when the owner feeds him, therefore, since the owner feeds him, the owner has every right to donate his work. Now, just a question, he wants extra. So if he wants extra, Hegdish allows him to do what he has to do it with a loan with Pelks Mishama Pruta Shapir. And the second statement is talking about he's not feeding him. Since he's not feeding him, he has no right for his work. He can't be Magdish Marci de Avdoi for the amount of the food. It's not Chal. The Avid has a right to work. Therefore, he can work and keep the money to buy his food. At least the amount of the food. Eli, I'm at Chavish.
Not
Hadafa, basic food. The second statement is talking about when the owner is not feeding him. Therefore, he has an inherent right to earn his food. Ah, he's Hegdish, he's not Hegdish. That part can't become Hegdish. Belongs to him. If you're going to tell me that both statements are talking about he's not feeding him. So the first statement is saying you can tell the Eved, tough luck on you, your work belongs to Hegdish anyway. So the second statement is saying what? If you're allowed to tell him, I say, it's not your concern. Let him go collect. Let him do whatever he has to. Why is it Eisav Eichel? Bishloim, if you tell me, you can't say, I say, therefore, you can tell me that the second statement is he's not feeding him. If he's not feeding him, the Eved has a right to go work and keep his money. The money amount of food. But if you learn that both cases are he's not feeding him, so why in the first case does he have to borrow, and in the second case, he can just keep the money straight? It's a contradiction. So that proves that Rav holds you cannot say, I say, and therefore, in the first case, he's feeding him. For the hadafa, he has to go through the borrowing. And the second case, he's not feeding him. Therefore, he can keep the money straight. Rashi, we prove from Rav that the owner cannot tell the Eved, I say, imi vein azanach. Rashi.
What? What's the Isha?
Nothing to do with Isha. No, I don't see where you see Isha here. This has zero to do with anything. If you hold the kids that say Mivena Tanach, so you have to go back to our Mishnah. It's talking about Malo Mizainus, and it's not Masvik. What?
Not enough.
Not enough. And therefore, he doesn't have to give him any more, because he's an Eved that doesn't earn his own food. Tough luck. That's what the Gemara answer. Rashi. Sucks Rashi. Hakinami Mistabat of a Malo Mizainus cover. The Idiot of Man Pochlei. Nobody's preparing food. Who will serve him? So he's feeding him. And the master can't tell the Eved, work for me and I won't feed you. And that which we say Hegdish is not chalas when you don't feed him. Shopper. So it's no contradiction. In one case he's feeding him, in one case he's not feeding him. If you're going to tell me that the first case is talking about he's not feeding him, it's still Hegdish is chal. The Yochel of Rav Leim Elev, and I say, Mivein is Anach. So what's the second statement saying? It's not your concern. So why is it Eisav Eichel? If you hold, you can say, I say, Mivein is Anach. The Maisi died belong to the owner, even though he's not feeding him. So then why all of a sudden is Eisav Eichel? Therefore, in order to prevent the contradiction between Rav's, you have to say that one case he is feeding him, and one case he's not feeding him. It proves that Rav holds, you cannot tell the Eved, I say,
Imi
Vein Ezanah.
No, even though it would be more Mistabra with both Roy Machino and
Oichel. It can't, because it's a contradiction.
What the Gemara was trying to do was say, you know, like we have before, Ration Seifa is talking about, he didn't tell him.
These are two separate statements.
It's not
Bryces, it's two statements of Rav. Rav said one statement, and the next year he said a different statement. Contradicted himself. Something about Bite. Tashima. We're going to prove now, and this is going to be a proof, that there's somebody who argues on Rav. So at the end of the day, it's going to be a machoikos amiroim. Can a master tell the evidence that say mivein hazonach? Rav, we proved, holds he cannot. We're now going to prove that Rav Yechanan holds you can. So we're not disproving Rav. Rav can hold his own. Doesn't need our help. But we're proving that it's not not everybody accepts Rav Zag. We have an Amira that explicitly argues on Rav. That's all we're proving. So at the end of the day, can you say, I see me, Venezonach? Rav says no. Rav Yechanan says yes.
Now, these other,
we tried, and every time we got out, we said that's not the machlokes.
But we have no
proof either way.
Right.
Hashemah, Damer Rabbi Yochanan, Hakateya Yad Avda Shel Chaveiroi. Done.
What does Rabbi Yochanan do with what we just said?
He doesn't have to agree to Rav. It was Rav said. Rav said it's an Amira. Rabbi Yechanan said, I disagree with you. He doesn't have to deal with Rav. It's not a Brakta, not a Mishnah. He can argue. It's like saying, Rabbi Yechanan will come and ask you some Achoykes with Rabbi Yechanan. What does Rabbi Yechanan do with Rabbi Yechanan? He argues. Tashema. The Amira Rabbi Yechanan. Hakatei Yad Avdash Chaveiroi. Done, cut off Reuven's Evet's hand. So he owes the money to the master. He ruined his Evan. An Evan belongs to the master. You got to pay the Evan, the owner, what the Evan is worth less.
Cut his hand off from me?
By mistake. He cut off his hand.
Workman's comp.
Whatever it was. The bottom line is, he owes the master money. Now, there are five types of payments that if a person damages his friend, he has to pay. Nezek, Tsar, Riboy, Sheveth, Baishas. Let's dismiss Baishas right away, because there's a Tana that says that Avadim don't get paid Baishas. They don't have the concept of embarrassment. And Evan, embarrassment doesn't count. There's a Tana that way in Baba Kama and Ace Perik. So without getting into it, that takes care of the payment of Baishas. We won't talk about Baishas in this sugya. So that leaves us with four types of payments. Now, Nezek is simple. What was the Eved worth before? What is he worth now? Let's say the Eved was a basketball player, earning $42 million a year. The guy cut off his hand. Now all he can do is be a checkout counter in Marks. So he used to be worth $42 million a year, so as an Eved he was probably worth $200 million or $500 or $300 million. And now, as an Eved that can be a checkout counter in Marks, he can be worth like $30,000. So there's a damage of from $300,000 to $30,000. $270,000 is Nezek. Nezek is a very subjective thing. What would this Eved have fetched on a slave market prior to the damage?
That's subjective.
What?
That's subjective. It's objective.
No, it's subjective. It depends on the person. There is no...
It's an objective amount, what people pay before and after.
It depends on the person, is what I meant to say. LeBron James loses his hand, it's going to be a bigger Nezek than the guy at the checkout counter loses his hand. It depends on the person. There's no exact formula. That's Nezek.
I push back, there is an exact formula. What's he worth before and after?
I meant to say is it's not an exact amount.
Right.
That's Nezek. So Nezek belongs to the owner. He owns the Evan. He's the one that suffered the damage. If you own LeBron James as an Evan, you're going to make hundreds of millions of dollars. If you owe a checkout counter in Marks as an Evan, you ain't going to make all that much. It might not be even enough to feed him. Now they pay $18 with benefits. But once upon a time, they were only paying $9.50. Now, that's Nezek. Then there's Tsar. Tsar belongs to the owner as well, even though it's for the pain of the Eved, but it's a monetary compensation, and all money earned by an Eved belongs to the master. So even though it's to compensate for pain, belongs to the master. Then there's Sheveth. Sheveth is the time he was laid up from work for the new job. Now, without a hand, he could only earn $15 an hour. But for 3 weeks, he didn't work because of the damage. So for those, you have to pay the new salary. The old salary is gone. That's covered by Nezek. You paid the difference in his value. But now, as his new position, as a checkout guy at Marks, he can still earn $15 an hour, right? And for 3 weeks, he couldn't work because he was in bed recovering. So you have to pay that amount of money that he would have earned on his new job.
Unemployment benefit.
To the owner.
To the owner. That, again, belongs to the owner. So it leaves us with one, and that is ripui. Ripui is an inherent right of an eved to be healed. Just like he has a right to food, or he can at least collect food, the owner has to allow him to collect, the owner has to allow him to be healed. That is not viewed as a monetary compensation. That is viewed as an inherent right of the eved to receive.
The owner's paying it.
No, he's not. The owner can say, I don't care, let the guy suffer and not be healed.
That's not like food?
That's what I'm saying. Ripui is a right of the eved, just like food is a right of the eved. Even if you own that same eved and zanach, he has to allow him to go collect. There's a right to an eved to get food. There's a right to an eved to get ripui. That's what it's saying.
You said the tzar goes to the baal.
Because that's a monetary compensation.
Why is that?
Because what is it? What is tzar?
I was telling you it would go with ripui.
Yeah, what is tzar?
I don't know.
You're paying for the pain he had.
Pain and suffering.
So doesn't the medical care of pain also?
You're dealing with pain now, and I'm dealing with the pain of what happened.
The mice of cutting off the hand.
Exactly.
Oh. What does that pain mean? What does that mean? The pain.
How do you figure it out? The Gemara in Baba Kama says how you figure it out. We're not going to go into that now. But there's a payment to compensate for the pain he has suffered.
Of the pain that who suffered? The Baal?
No! The Eved suffered physical pain.
And the Baal gets that.
Because it's a monetary compensation.
No, you see, very
medical
good.
Bills is not a medical, is not a...
Medical bills is an inherent right of an Eved to be healthy.
No, it's monetary.
It's an inherent right of an Eved to be healthy. Food is also monetary.
He's saying very good.
No, I'm wrong. I know that.
No, he's not wrong. And he's never wrong. You asked a question, number one. Number two is, Rabbi Cohen will ask him to you, so you must be right.
No, I'm just thinking, I'm not understanding. Why is
Tsar
different than Ripui?
Ripui is to make him healthy. Tsar is to compensate for something he suffered.
What's time?
Not time. Pain. Tsar. He had the pain already. It's over. You're not taking away the pain. You're compensating for the pain.
That goes to the...
It's a monetary compensation. We're not removing the pain retroactively. I know money makes people feel good, but it doesn't take away the fact that he suffered physical pain.
So, Ripui, but the doctor's not going to come if MS is not paying for it.
Again, the person who did the damage has to pay the doctor bills.
The tsar is at the moment that it happened, and that's it?
What?
Tsar is what happened at that moment when he cut off his hand?
That's the payment of tsar for the suffering of that moment.
That moment only?
I don't know. It's a sugya baba kama, pashtus, it's for that moment.
So the guy who damaged... He pays for the medical.
Right. So the way it works in the time of the Gemara is they went to a professional doctor who gave an estimate. He said, this is what the ripui is going to cost. And usually what happened is that amount of money was given, and how he healed himself or didn't heal himself didn't affect the amount. The amount was decided by Bezin, and then what actually happened on the ground didn't make a difference.
Insurance adjuster.
It didn't help
anyway. Why
did
they do that for?
It's a set amount. He pays him the amount.
Why do they do that now? Meaning attorneys
contracted.
There are no attorneys in those days.
No, I'm trying to say contracted rates. What's wrong with a guy having to pay?
Because this way you get the money from him, and if you wait 5 minutes, or whatever it's going to take me, it'll be taken. Your answer.
It's like 12 sessions of therapy.
No therapy!
Why?
You don't pay for emotional pain. You don't pay for emotional repoint.
No, physical therapy.
Oh, okay.
12 sessions, that's part of repoint.
Exactly.
If I'm not correct, SARS is what you pay rather than have the damage done to you.
Correct.
That's why.
No, rather than have the pain. The damage would be done without the pain. There's ways to remove an arm that are painless, and there are ways to remove an arm that are painful. Not negating this subject, so I'm not getting into it. Dr. Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yechon, I can tell you, I'd have the Shechaveri. Nice and shiftoi rufuasa le rabbi. Now here Rabbi Yechon says, you pay the repoint to the master. The Isa Eved needs him in a tzedakah. And the Eved gets fed from collecting. What do you mean? Doesn't the owner have to feed him? Shmami, no. Yochel Rabbi Melevet, I say Mivein Ezanach. Your lost salary comes to me, and I don't have to feed you. Go and collect money. It's a riot, Rabbi Yechonin holds. You can tell your Eved, I say Mivein Ezanach, and let him go collect. Dr. Gemara, no Raya. It's talking about he's feeding him. So why can he be fed from tzedakah? He's getting fed. Dr. Gemara lahat tafa. Interesting point, the Gemara is saying, that an Eved has a right to tell his master, you only have to feed me bare minimum, but I have a right to collect more so that I should have extra, so I shouldn't go around hungry at night. No, because he has to work for the master. The master has to provide him with time to go collect. The chiddush is that he has to provide him for time to go collect with stuff. Because Dr. Gemara is not a good answer. Yachi niza misparnas mi boilei. Niza and his mashma basic food, not extras. If it would be extras, the word wouldn't be isa evet niza minat zaka. It would be isa evet misparnas minat zaka. Because it's not the basic food. You're telling me that Rabbi Yechon holds he has to feed him. Shmami no, Yachu shmami no. There it is, Rabbi Yechon holds. No questions. So there it is, Rabbi Yechon must hold Yachu. Let me take you through the Sukkim instead of Gemara. Rabbi Yechon said, and we're going to zero in on what he said. But first he said, Dun cut off Shimon's Eved's hand. He has to compensate Shimon for Sheves and Ripoy. It doesn't mention that as a Kansar. Sheves and Ripoy. So, the Eved gets fed from Tzedakah. Now, why does the Eved get fed from Tzedakah? Doesn't the master have to feed him? Zariah, you can say, I say, Imi Vein Ezanach. Fact that the Eved has to go collect Tzedakah and the master doesn't have to feed him is a Raya that you can say, I say, Imi Vein Ezanach. Dr. Gemara, no Raya. Really, the master has to feed him. So, why is the Eved going to collect? For the extra. Dr. Gemara, then the word wouldn't be he gets fed from tzedakah. It would be he gets misparnes from tzedakah. Not nizoy and his mashma, basic food. Rabbi Yechon is saying he gets basic food from tzedakah. It's a raya, the Rabbi Yechon holds you can tell the Eved, I say imi vein ezanach. So let me explain. This guy is getting paid for 3 weeks that he could have been a checkout counter guy in Marks, and he's sitting in bed, recovering. During those 3 weeks, is he entitled that the salary that would have been earned in Marks should get him, that the master should feed him? Dr. Yechon, no. The master gets that money that he would have earned at Marks, and he has to go collecting. It's a raya that the master has no obligation to feed his Eved. He's getting his earnings. In fact, that he can't earn money, the guy's paying for the earnings, right, the new earnings. The master gets to keep that and doesn't have to feed his Eved. Why? Because of Rabbi Yechon holds, you can tell the Eved, I say, Imi Vein Ezanach. So to my Chaykes Rav and Rabbi Yechon, can you or can you not tell an Eved, I'm not feeding you, even though you're working for me? Rav says you have to feed him or let him go work for somebody. And Rabbi Yechon says you don't have to feed him. All you have to do is say, go collect.
Correct.
Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Tashima, the Ika, Moira, Achwin, is a polygolay. See, Rashi is pointing out that this Tashma is different than other Tashmas. Not asking a question, just pointing out that somebody argues on Rav. Not asking on Rav. Rebbechel is not a kash on Rav. Usually it's either a proof or a question. Here, it's a different kind of Tashma. Listen, that there's somebody that argues.
But how can Baruch Moshe ask who's
in bed,
how did he collapse?
They had B'nei Chum, B'nei
whatever way Tzedaka took care of. They called up B'nei Chum, B'nei Chum. They did this auction that you have to raise $1,000 to be able to bid. And then and they paid for a B'nei Chum, B'nei Chum. The fact that he can't work while he's sick. Even though he's paying for the difference of having a hand and not having a hand. The Mark's checkout job in those days was to watch cucumbers in the field growing. That was what a person could do without a hand. Be a living scarecrow. That's what he's going to do when he gets up from his illness. The Gemara is going to question Rabbi Yechonon on refuah, because that's an inherent right of an Eved. How can you tell me that the master gets the money? Doesn't the Eved have a right to get healed? That's going to be the Gemara's question coming up. Rashi is bothered. You're going to stop by the word refuah and say, huh?
What does that mean the master gets the money? What
do you mean
the master gets the money? The doctor gets the money.
Again, the Gemara's mashma, he doesn't have to pay the doctor. No. The Eved can remain sick, and nobody heals him.
The guy who hurt him, not the master.
Again.
He said the guy who hurt him has to pay the doctor.
Again. He pays whoever is in right to that money.
Right.
When you pay repo, you don't pay the doctor. You pay the injured party the amount of money it will cost them for medical bills. Bethan decides, with a professional decision, this is the amount.
What's the difference? You can give it to them. You gotta go to
because if it's not an inherent right of the Eved to get healed, the master takes it and tells the Eved, you're not getting healed, you'll remain sick.
It's not
repoy. It's for repoy, but it's a monetary compensation. That's, the Gemara is going to ask, that's not true. But Rabbi Yechon has said, you give the refuah to the rabbi, and the master, and the Eved doesn't get healed. Who are then the Niskei the Tzarei? The Trashi, the truth is, Nezik and Tzar also go to the owner. And the Niskei the Yitzchak Haim is Meyadai, Upshita the rabbi, who we don't have to say that, the Afkos and Mikatsbe made him worth less. The Tzarei Nami Beklau Rufas is the Hochuhu. Now Rashi explains, the tsar depends, because it can be part of the ribui, like the Gemara will explain. The high rivuasai tsara the samach harifahu. Okay. Rashi is giving you an answer to the Gemara. Let me explain this. The Gemara is going to ask, how can Rabbi Yechonon say the ribui goes to the master? Doesn't the Eved have an inherent right to be healthy? So the Gemara answers that Rabbi Yechonon meant rivuasai. He meant something else. They told him, the doctor is going to pay, the guy has to pay for 5 sessions of medication. And that costs $100 a session. Right? Pharmacy charges $100, $500. The guy went and took an extra strong medication. That he only needed 2 doses of that medication. He suffered. That extra dose of medication was extremely painful for him. It went on his body, on the wound. And instead of healing him a regular way, which would have been 5 doses that are not painful, he gave him 2 doses. The guy took 2 doses, the Eved, and suffered tremendous pain. So he wants the $300 that he saved on the doctor bill. Usually it would have been a $500 medical bill. Due to the fact that he was willing to undergo suffering, he saved $300. So Rabbi Yechonon, that $300 belongs to the master. So that $300 is tsar of the ribui. So Zakrashi, since that's what it means, it includes all tsar. The tsar of the ribui, the tsar of the wound. Rashi's bother, why doesn't Rabbi Yechonon mention tsar? The answer is, he does mention Tsar. He cloaks it in Ripui, because the Gemara is going to explain that when it says you give the Ripui to the master, it doesn't mean the basic Ripui, because that's not true. The Eved has an inherent right to be healed. It means the pain that the Eved suffered to make money. That goes to the master. Let's read it inside. The high rufu us the tsar of the samacharifahu. It is the tsar of the sharp medicine. What did not mean with tsar maka? With the karma shift of the rabbi who needs him in that tzvaka. And since he said to get sent from tzvaka, shema mika yachol rav, that the master can tell him, I say imi vein and zonach. So Rashi says, it's only entitled to adafa because you eat more when you're sick. So therefore, the Gemara answered, he wants to go collecting because he needs more than regular food. And the master is only giving him the basic minimum. Nizan mashma mezainis k'nei chayav. By nasai nukol shar tzorchav. B'losh and las, it's kunrir. So basically, the word nizan says basic food, so we have proven that Rabbi Yechonin holds, you can tell the Eved HaSeim Yivein
HaZana. But hadafa before meant...
extra food. Hadafa here also means extra food. There we said it's because the Eved works better.
Right.
And here we're saying that that's not a right for him, so don't work better. The master's not mechuyev to give him hadafa, but since he's sick, he wants extra food.
Oh, right. There's no other party. There was hektish.
Right.
Where there's...
Right. Zog to Gemara.
Is food only food?
What? Nizai means basic food.
Is just food as manasa is...
extras.
Is that extra food or clothing?
Extra food here.
It's extra food.
Because of his illness, Rashi said.
Because he would need more food to heal.
Correct.
So the master doesn't really care for him to heal.
Well, he's mechuyev to give him the right to heal, but he doesn't have to give him any extra food for that.
So it ends up the person who damaged the Eved has to pay the Baal all these things, and the Baal does not have to...
No, he does. Again, give me more formal lines. Amar, nice and shifted the rabbi, ufasa the rabbi. In fact, he was shifted shita. Of course the master gets his salary. What's the chiddush? The Gemara Rufuasa Itzuchalei. The chiddush is that the Rufua goes to the master. In fact, the Gemara Rufuasa the Dehu, the Baye Tzuyabei. Doesn't the Eved have a right to get healed? How can you tell me that he doesn't get the right to get healed? Dr. Gemara, no interruption. Dr. Gemara, we're saying shift, there's no chedesh.
Oh, okay.
And Dr. Gemara, tzvichah damdu l'cham shi'aymi. They said he has to take medicine for 5 days. The avdu l'esama harifa, and with his agreement, they did a sharper medicine, v'itzi b'tlasi'aymi. He got healed in 3 days. Mal d'tem etzari didehu. That extra suffering that he did to get healed faster entitles him to keep the extra money. Mashma love that goes to the master. So the master has an obligation to heal the Eved. But he's not obligated. But if the Eved is in the way that saves money, the money goes to the master.
Who makes that decision?
I think the Eved. I didn't see it explicitly, but I think the Eved. I don't think the master is allowed to subject the Eved to that pain. Again, I have a proof? No.
But the first
maybe Rashi says something I didn't notice.
Okay. So the first part of the refu was going to go to the Eved?
The Eved gets healed.
But where's the money going?
To the Eved to pay for his refu.
It's going to the Eved?
To pay the doctor.
Who cares? If the Eved's getting the money to pay for it, or the Adon is getting it to pay for it?
Well, the half meaning of the Gemara was that the Adon's getting the money, and he doesn't have to pay the doctor. That's the Kasha. Doesn't an Eved have a right to be healthy? Just like he has a right. Doesn't he have a right to be healthy? How can you say that he remains there and there's nobody paying his doctor bills? The answer is he does have a right to get healthy. And the owner cannot take the money that's going to the doctor bills. But there was a leftover amount. Because the Eved subjected himself to greater pain.
That was his choice?
I said, I don't know, but I assume yes.
What's going to happen is, it's going to be his choice. Guess what? He's not getting it.
So he's not going to choose it. That's
what's
going to
happen.
But meanwhile, if he did choose it, right? The master makes the extra money.
There's a master. If he names his Evan, does he go out free? Somebody knocks out a tooth or a eye?
Hand.
Even a hand? No?
24 Rashi Avorim plus Shaitan Ayan.
So, by an Ash, if somebody else doing it, he doesn't go out free?
Absolutely not, no.
No, well, why don't Rabbi say when this thing happened, it's. Is it different Shogeg Beis Din? Is it any difference?
Rashi. Don't you actually pshit to the rabbi who will the man the heavy? I might see you under the rabbi. Why should the shevets go to anybody else? B'yash minan abishen esanai. Tommy the chiddush says that even though he doesn't feed him, he gets the shevets. Well, the member the yochol rab neima ois evet nizim latzvaka v'suloi. Just say chayvu b'yara ois evet nizim latzvaka. Would say everything. Damdu lecham shi'ayim militin leroy v'schar cham shi'yomim to pay the doctor for 5 days. Tzari d'day. Pain belongs to the Eved. Kamash Malan, the Bechol Shvach Haboli Yadai, any monetary compensation, Zaycha by Rav Kesheira V'chamar. Money is money. Ribui is not money. Ribui is healing. Yes, you pay for it, but it's not a monetary compensation. It's a right to be healed. Any monetary thing goes to the master. Even pain. Pain is monetary.
How is tzar calculated? Also, they
that's the sugya baba kama, how you calculate tzar. Not pretty here.
Not a monetary compensation.
Ribui is not, the basic ribui is not a monetary compensation. If there's leftover money, that becomes a monetary compensation.
So,
now, why would there be leftover money? Because the guy subjected himself to a more rigorous treatment.
Okay, so, it comes out, shifto is no chiddush. Refuaso is a chiddush, and again, that's how we.
And refuaso includes tzar, Rashi says, because the refuaso that he's getting is for tzar. So Rabbi Yechon didn't have to say tzar. By saying refuaso, he included tzar.
And then what else is there?
Nezek, which is simple.
Well, simple, but so is
what's
the word? Shifto.
You're right. Right. Gemara says that's not a chiddush. It's said because he wants to say Isaavadism not Zaka. He could have kept it, skipped it.
Right.
There's an extra word. You're right. Gemara says Pshita.
Right.
Who makes the decision about the rigorous treatment? I don't know.
I would think it's the Eved.
I said I think so, but I can't prove it.
Who cares?
You're going to get strong, you have to behave today.
There's two people now that are free.
Time to give my advice. We're finished with the sugya. I'm not saying you mean
anything. War's not now saying to Yochanan, you know, it's really not nice what you're doing. The whole thing we started with 2 days or 3 days ago was that.
You decided we started with that. We were starting with a basic legal question. What are the inherent rights of an Evan? Kanani. It was a legal question. You made it into an emotion.
Well, we do try to be nice people. So it does try to, you know, bring that out.
Tanya. Amar Blazer. Now the Gemara is going back to figure out, is it good for an Evan to go free? Is it bad for an Evan to go free? Is it a chayv or is it a schos? Now, Mishnah was a machlokes. Tanya, Amar Rav Lazar, Amar Nuloy LeMeir. We told Meir. Now, he called him both out Rav Meir because he was his friend. So we call him Rav Meir. Rav Lazar said, Meir. Haloy schosu le'evin le'yaitzim le'yadachas yidei le'aber le'cheres. Isn't it beneficial for an Evan to go free? Amar Lanu chayv uloy. So he answered us, it's detrimental. Why? Shem Haya Eved Kayan Paislam and Atruma. Because if he's an Eved Kayan, right, he passes him from Truma.
And Truma is advantageous because
you get it for free. People are giving truma.
So in other words, there's a bounty full of truma.
It opens up the horizon.
The coin is better than the Israel?
It doesn't, but it's free.
It's free to the Kohen.
And the Eved Kohen can eat it, so he'll get more. It's a benefit to have. Yes.
Why is the coin doesn't have to feed the Eved except for minimum?
Again, the fact that there's truma available that didn't cost the owner money.
He's more generous.
Exactly. Zakta Gemara, Amarnu Loi, Aloi Maim Yutzi Shloi Luzayin Shloi Lufarim Asay Rishoi. But he doesn't have to feed him. That's what we said to him.
Like for
Gekhanan? No, not because it could be a Gekhanan. It could be because he's maspik to earn his own money. Whatever reason it is, the owner can tell him, earn your own money. Right? The Gemara is going to explain this, so let's give the Gemara a chance. So the Gemara, so he answered again, this conversation is going to have to be explained. So Rameyah responded, if the Eved Kohen would run away, or a wife of a Kohen that disappeared, when the Eved goes around, when he ran away, and he collects, he can tell the guy, I'm an Eved Kohen, give me truma. So it's a benefit that he has. So why are you telling me that it's not beneficial to be an Eved? An Eved can run away and still get truma, whereas if he's free, he won't be able to get truma. And it's much easier to collect when you can take truma. The guy, if he free him, doesn't eat. Aval isha chayvula. She came paslim and atruma mafsidim and emesaitis. But by a woman, everybody agrees it's bad for her, because besides the fact that you're taking away truma, you're also taking away the obligation to feed. This is the conversation that took place that needs a lot of explaining. Rashi. Zok to Rashi. Amarnu lo lemeir gesinan. What? You're going to see. Amarnu lo lemeir gesinan mishchavei rehu, eni karei rebi. With his friend, so he didn't call him Reb Meir. Doesn't have to feed him. You can tell him go earn your money. So what difference does it make if he's 3 years in heaven? Rabbanan is saying this. That we agree. Okay. Now, back to Gemara. What is this conversation? Meaning, the first thing Rameyer says is Eved Kohen, it's not good for him to go free. We're talking about Eved Yisrael also. Like, where is this conversation coming from? Like, hello, it's not good for an Eved to go free because he might be an Eved Kohen. And if he's not an Eved Kohen, exactly what's happening here? What is this conversation? The conversation seems to be missing the point. Zuck, let's give the Gemara a chance. Thank you. Zuck to Gemara. Dr. Gemara, I'm Haki Kamerlohu. He Shiftuni ala Mizainis. Ma'at Shiveinu ala Truma. He said to them, meaning like this, he started off saying that the Eved loses food if he gets freed. So the Rabbanan answered him, not true, because you can tell your Eved go earn your own food too. So he anyway loses food.
He ran away this
other day. No running away, nothing. You're jumping. Let's go through the whole conversation. Again, we're trying to go through the conversation. We're starting before that case. We're starting a conversation which we didn't have in this Gemara. We entered in the middle of a conversation, and the Gemara wants to know, what was this conversation? So it started off, Rameh is saying, when you free your Eved, he's not entitled to food anymore. The Rabbanan answered him, you can tell him to go work now for his food. So he's not losing food. Even if you hold your kids at Sayyid Mivain is enough. You can tell him, go earn your own food. So why is he losing by becoming free? So Rabbeinu Tzoramayah said to them, you're right. You answered me what I said, that he's losing food. You're 100% right. But Mata Shaveinu ala Truma. But what are you going to answer me about Truma? Eved Kohen, it's not good to go free. So Rameh is, again, he's not agreeing, because the Gemara is going to say at the end he had his trump card that he had back that he didn't talk about. But at this point, he started off with Rabbanon and said, isn't it detrimental for an Eved to get free? He loses food? Rabbanon said, no, he doesn't, because he can be told as an Eved, go earn his food. So he's not losing anything by becoming free. So Rameir said, you're right. You answered me good, but I got a problem with an Eved Kayan, because an Eved Kayan is losing Truma. And that he can't get as a free person. Are you going to tell me that the master doesn't have to send it to him? He can go to the Eved and throw him the shichur, and the guy loses Truma anyway. So the fact that he's going to lose Truma doesn't make it detrimental, because the owner can get it done a different way. He can walk up to the Eved and make him free. Doesn't need the Eved's agreement. So when you tell him he's losing Truma, he can lose Truma anyway. It's not true. And Eved can make sure he's never around that the master should free him. He runs away, and the master can't free him. And therefore, you're making him lose Truma. Because if you would try to go to get it to him, he would disappear. And you're sending it with a shliach, you're hurting him on Truma. It's a chayv. You can do it anyway? No, you can't, because he might run away. Umay ilu Eved kain shabarach. That's what Rebbe said. Since he has the ability to run away, he can prevent himself from being freed. And therefore, by freeing him...
Why does he have to be
around? Because he can't do it with a shliach. Yeah. Rabbanan said, you can do it with a shliach, but it's beneficial. Rebbe said, no, it's not. He's losing truma. Rabbanan responded, he can walk over and hand him to get shichur and make him lose truma. So truma is not detrimental. And the answer was, who says whoever finds the Eved? If the Eved knows the master is coming to free him, he'll disappear. Zakti Gemara, Shaper Kamelahu. Isn't Rameh saying a good taina? Amar Rav, Ahinu the Kamelah, Masnisit Neshu Kinyonai. The boy Shakal, Abba Zuzim Yisrael, Apostle Lekohechad Yisrael. Meaning, if the Eved runs away, you can't really sell him for a lot of money. Nobody wants to buy an Eved right away. But you always have a guy that'll pay bare minimum. Abazuzi's bare minimum. To buy the Eved that ran away, hopefully that he can find him. And therefore, the Rabbanan are saying, Truma, he can make him lose by selling him for pennies. And therefore, you can't tell me Truma's a detriment. Because if he wanted to inflict that detriment, he could go sell him for 4 pennies.
Without him being around.
Therefore, it's beneficial for the Eved to be free, rather than to be an Eved, because whatever benefit he gets as an Eved, he gets anyway, he's going to lose anyway. Whereas a wife, you can't sell your wife. Therefore, it's only because you can give her the get, it's not always so easy to find her. Plus the fact that you have to feed your wife, and she's losing that food. Dr. Gemara, Ulur and Meir, Tinach Eved Kayan, Eved Yisrael, Ma'ikal Reimer. But what is the real reason of her Meir? The Maisi says Eved Yisrael is also detrimental. There's no Truma. Because by freeing him, he can't live with a Shivcha. That's the other Abba, Matur Babas Chayrin. He's letting him marry a Jewish woman. Avda Bevkeren Nichalei, Shdilalei, Shchichalei, Pritzalei. Any adult Eved, Dr. Meir, loves the life that he's living. Shifchas are always available. They're cheap, they're frequent, they're willing to engage in preteristic behavior, and therefore, Meir holds the real reason it's detrimental for an Eved to go free. We'll do the Rashi Baruch Hashem tomorrow.
I'm happy to.